right now, it's our pleasure to feature some members of the Kappa Symphony, members of the cast of Pittsburgh Musical Theater's production of Phantom of the Opera, which opens on October 21st and runs through the 24th at the Byam. And I was talking earlier with the folks from StoryCorps off the air about how we still love to do live radio here. And that includes you as part of this listening and the musicians that we have here, who you will get a chance to meet in just a moment, but they're going to open up with a number from the production of Phantom of the Opera that's called Think of Me. The cast of the upcoming production, I should say the orchestra, and a member of the cast of the upcoming production of Phantom of the Opera. Let me turn to Beth Anderson. Oh, you have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Beth Anderson was who you heard singing. And, you know, the show opens this Thursday, and this is a rare glimpse. They've been working hard on this show, and it's going to be opening up this Thursday. You sounded just Wonderful. Beth, tell me about yourself, where you're from, and where you're going.
Okay. I'm from Moon Township. I go to Moon High School. I'm starting this crazy college search. I'm looking at University of Michigan, Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, Elon, Syracuse, and it's just very stressful but really exciting.
Yeah, I would imagine. This is your senior year?
This is my senior year.
Oh, gosh, you're right in the midst of it. Have you gone to visit many schools
yet? I've been to Cincinnati. I've been to Michigan. I guess I'll visit the other schools when I go and audition.
And do you want to study musical theater?
Yes, I definitely want to study musical theater.
Do you have a voice teacher?
Yes, I do. I'm going to her lesson at 11.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name's Kelly DeFade.
You're just amazing.
Oh, thank
I remember you being here before. I think you've been here before, mm-hmm. right? And but, you know, my memory is not so perfect that it is exactly that I can remember everything precisely. And it was jogged as soon as you started to sing because you just sound just incredible. You have such a pure voice that sort of rises above. The orchestra sounded great,
and
you're kind of like flying above like a bird as they play. Do you want to say hello to anybody that might be tuned in or who you would like to acknowledge?
I'll say hello to anybody who's listening at PMT. Maybe there's a bunch of people in the office listening.
Well, there better be.
I'll say hi to my mom, and I think that's it. Just hello to everybody.
Well, great. And let's say hello to some of the string players. Can you just sort of come up to the microphone that Beth was just at? And what's your name?
I'm Laura Conifolsher.
And Laura, where do you go to school?
I go to Kappa.
And what year?
I'm a senior.
Well, it's great to have you here. Have you thought about life after high school?
Yes. Although I'm the concertmaster of the symphony at Kappa, I don't actually want to go into music. I want to be a history major. I would like to get a PhD in history and continue that.
How come history? I'm curious.
Oh, I just find it fascinating.
That's great. History, I think history is more interesting now than it was when I was growing up because of all the resources available to help you bring it to life. When I studied history, it was pretty much you read books, and that was about it. But I don't know if that's influenced you or not, but there's just so many things, reenactments and the websites.
I also think that the modern books are more readable than the books were, you know, 50 years ago.
A little more accurate, too, or at least a little more multiple perspectives that are there. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My mom and my dad and my sister. I'm sure they're all listening.
Great. And do you know where you're going to school yet?
I don't.
Okay.
Looking at a lot of liberal arts schools in the area.
So you and Beth can kind of buffer each other's nervousness as you try to figure out who's going to go where. I didn't know where I was going to go until about May of my senior year. Isaac, why don't you come up and say a quick hello? And then we'll meet you three after the next song. Isaac, tell me about yourself. Are you at Kappa as well?
Yeah.
What year are you in?
I'm a junior, and, you know, I play the violin in the orchestra, and I don't know.
How long have you been at Kappa?
I've been at Kappa for 3 years.
So you came up through Rogers Kappa?
No.
Or no?
Okay. I went to Frick, which is now, like, sort of every school I go to sort of just falls apart after I leave. So, you know, I'm a good sustaining force.
So you're like one of Mark Roosevelt's plants. You go in when he wants a school to close.
Yeah.
You can say that now that Mark's
a little bit of like a suicide bomber in like the Pittsburgh Public School sense.
Now.
I went to East Hills and I went to Frick and then they both just shut down. And now I'm at Kappa and then hopefully that stays around because Kappa's a good school.
Have you thought about, is music something that you're passionate enough about that it might become a career or a college pathway for you?
Possibly. In terms of like, you know, just completely bluntly, I just, you know, violin is just sort of like a hobby for me, not like a main interest. So I think I'm going to go for engineering.
Oh, excellent. Have you thought about what discipline?
What?
What discipline of engineering? Chemical or mechanical?
Electrical.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to say hello to anyone who might be tuned in?
No.
Okay. Well, great. Well, that's okay. That's totally cool. We have three other musicians that we'll meet. We have another number. Now, the play opens this coming Thursday, October 21st, with performances nightly on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and then also a matinee on Sunday, the 24th. I'll give you the website in a few moments and the phone number as well if you would like additional information. The Byam Theater is the location, and, you know, a great orchestra and beautiful music, and it's a student version of Phantom of the Opera. So it's, you know, really appropriate to bring your family to this particular show, too, because it's presented in a way that's very accessible. The next song is called Wishing You Were Here Somehow, or let's see, Wishing You Were Somehow There Again. Did I get that right, Beth? Wishing You Were Somehow There Again.
Yep.
And here again, the orchestra and... preview with Beth Anderson from Pittsburgh Musical Theater's Phantom of the Opera.
You were once my one companion. You were all that mattered. You were once a friend and father. Then my world was shattered. Wishing you were somehow here again. Wishing you were somehow near. Sometimes it seemed if I just dreamed, somehow you would be here. Wishing I could hear your voice again.
Congratulations, Pittsburgh Musical Theater's Phantom of the Opera, opening up this Thursday. Thank you for being here so early.
Thank you.
Off to lessons it is for you. And I'd love to, and you know, we're going to use these two microphones, or if it's easier, you can step up to Beth's microphone, whichever is simpler, just so we can say a quick hello to the other musicians. Let's say hi to Justin. Go ahead, just have a seat, Justin. So we can say hello to you. It's people like to know the voices behind the instruments they just heard. This is Justin Carson. Yep. And where do you go to school?
I go to Kappa.
And what year are
I'm
you?
A senior.
And yeah. Do you know where you're going to school?
I know I want to go into music, but I'm not definite on where I want to go to college. I'm looking at Duquesne, CMU, Oberlin, and that's really it right now.
I went to Carnegie Mellon, but I looked at Oberlin really closely too. It's a neat school.
Yeah.
Have you been up there?
No, not yet, no.
Have you thought, is it performance or education?
Performance, yeah.
Terrific.
Definitely.
You probably know Ben Opie, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Ben's a good friend of mine, and since you're both Reed men, I figured you probably know each other. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Just hi to my dad, my sister, and my mom.
Great.
That's it, yeah.
Well, best wishes to you.
Thank you.
I hope you continue to do well. You sounded great today.
Thanks.
And our cellist is here. I think, did I get that right? Was it cello? Come on a little closer here. What's your name?
Erica Flewellen.
Erica. And what year are you in?
11th, junior.
Also at Kappa?
Yes.
And how did the cello come to you, or how did you come to the cello?
Well, I had a choice between violin and cello, and I just don't like how high the violin is. So I picked the cello because not many people played it either at like the time when I was in Suzuki. So.
Well, that's terrific. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
Just my family, and I think maybe Mr. Knapp's listening. So, hey, Mr. Knapp.
And
that's about it.
Yes, the Knapps are always tuned in. All the Knapps. They're tuned into everything, everywhere.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's nice to meet you. And we have our other string member who I think has a viola. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
My name's Kayla Clem.
And you're also at Kappa?
Yeah, the whole orchestra is the Kappa Symphony. We're collaborating with PMT. We do a production with them every year, and it's always a really great experience, and we've always come a long way to put on great shows. And
yeah, it's something, Kayla, to have it. It's a lot of coordination to do this. I can't imagine how much hard work it is. What year are you in?
I'm a senior at Kappa.
Okay, and you know the drill? Do you know where you're heading after Kappa?
I'm actually taking a pretty different turn than most people. I want to go into equestrian studies to be working with horses. So.
Well, that's terrific. I'm assuming you probably ride.
I actually have minimal experience, you know, but it's just something I'm passionate about, so I'm just going to go for it.
Well, that's great. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'll just say hi to my parents, of course, and just anyone from the orchestra or PMT.
Great. And did I miss anything that anybody wanted to say? I'll mention the website and the show times. Thank you is what I want to say. You all sounded great. I know there's a lot of hard work getting done this week and in the days ahead, so I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be here today. And thanks also to our accompanist, Elaine Fink, playing piano. From Kappa. And the show opens October 21st, this Thursday. It runs through Sunday. It's at the Byam Theater. PittsburghMusicals.com is where you can go for complete information, or 412-539-0900. 412-539-0900.